Well, nearly 3 years before the tower crumbled, an engineering firm estimated the building needed about $9 million in major repairs. But by the time of Thursday's collapse, officials say that work was not complete.
As the search for missing people continues, crews are starting to save the debris.
The debris that gets out does have forensic value, and so that's going to be parsed once it's taken. There's a big warehouse that's been identified. The state's assisting with some of the machinery and some of the dump trucks to be able to move that out.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the issue is not with South Florida's building codes and process.
You know, South Florida has some of the most stringent building codes in the country, and so I have a lot of confidence that what's being built in the here and now are being done very, very well, and that would be resistant not only to a thing like this, but storms, which we obviously are very prone to.
But Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett casts doubt that the recertification process would have caught whatever led to the building's collapse, since property owners are responsible for hiring engineers to conduct their recertification reviews and then submit those reports to the city.
This process goes on all the time, and it's meant to catch things that generally aren't caught. And what we're dealing with right now with this building and this collapse and this catastrophe, which is exactly what it is probably unrelated to a pro forma report that would have been done. There's much, much more going on here.
On Sunday, more revelations are coming to light about the building's inspection history. Nearly 3 years before the oceanfront building collapsed, an engineering firm estimated that major repairs needed for the building would cost more than $9 million. The crucial details were revealed after the city of Surfside released a series of documents. The report did not warn of imminent danger from the damage.
And right now, it's still unclear if any of the damage observed in those reports was responsible for the collapse that took place. But recertification is a standard process for 40-year-old buildings in Miami-Dade County. Mayor Burkett said he wasn't sure if the inspection at the time had been completed prior to the building's collapse. Rudabe.